BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Esther Becomes Queen.
All the beautiful virgins were to come to the palace. From them, the king would choose a new queen. Esther was a beautiful young woman who had been raised by her older cousin, Mordecai. She went to the palace because of her beauty and virtue. But her cousin told her not to tell anyone that she was Jewish. She was selected to be the new queen. Soon after this, two events happen about the same time. Mordecai heard of a plot to kill the king. He reported it, and the plot was stopped. His good deed was recorded in the official records. The second event was that a man named Haman was made the highest-ranking official in the government. From then on, people bowed when he walked by. Everyone except Mordecai. Haman became angry and wanted Mordecai killed. But he wanted more than that. He wanted to totally destroy all the Jews. So he went to the king and said, "There are people in the empire who don't obey your laws because they have their own. Allow me to serve you by organizing their destruction." So the king gave him the authority to destroy the Jewish people. Haman set a date and then sent out a proclamation. It said all the Jews, all the men, women, and children were to be killed on that date. Their possessions were to be given to those who did the killing. Fear and panic gripped all the Jews of the land. Esther was in the palace and didn't know about this decree. She heard that Mordecai was mourning in a public place. She sent a servant to ask him what was wrong. Mordecai sent her a copy of the decree and said, "Talk to the king and beg him to have mercy on your people." She sent a message back. "Those who go before the king without an invitation are put to death unless he points the golden scepter towards them." Mordecai sent a message back to her. "If you don't help, your people will be delivered by some other means. Still, you will die. I believe you were brought to the kingdom for such a time as this." She sent a note back. "Tell my people to fast for 3 days. My servants and I will do the same. Then I'll go and stand before the king, even though it is against the law. If I die, I die." After 3 days, Esther put on her royal robes and stood in the inner court so the king could see her from his throne. When he looked up, he was pleased to see her and immediately pointed the golden scepter towards her. She walked up and touched the top of it. He said, "Tell me what you want, and I'll give it to you." "If it pleases you, I want you and Haman to come to a banquet I have prepared." "Done! Guard, run get Haman and bring him here. We're going to Queen Esther's banquet."
Come back next time to hear the second part of this story, or hear John tell it on BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.